What triggers people mainly to want to do business with you is really if there's an effect, there's a need in the first place for your services, right? Hey, my friend, what's going on? This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios on the road. Today I've got a question that I wanted to answer. I'm actually in this place called, I think it's Hartsville, Long Island, New York. I'm out here for a project for another 3 weeks or so. I'm a little exhausted, so pardon my voice, okay? But I have a question that came in that I wanted to answer and get to that today. What's going on? All right, so this question say, is it really important to have a website for a real estate wholesaling business? Is it really important to have a website for a real estate wholesaling business? Okay, this question was asked inside one of the groups that I'm a member of, and I saw all types of answers for that. Some people say no, some people say yes, some people say it depends, right? And I see all of these different answers. But I feel like, of course, you probably want to know what my take is on that very fact, okay? But first of all, you need to understand what websites were used for, historically speaking, okay? So you need to understand that, first of all, before we get into should you or not? Does it depend? What does it depend on? All right. Websites are kind of like informational page. Okay. So historically speaking, before there was internet, people would have a brochure. Some people call it brochure for their business. Right. This is basically a book that contains information about a company, the product and services that they offer, about the owners, the board of directors, and all of these different things, information you will want to know about a business to help you make a decision if it's in fact a good company to work with, if it's in fact a good company to trust with your services and product that's supposed to enhance your life. All right, but you know, as things continue to evolve, people notice that that's not what triggers people to want to buy from you. At least that's not the main thing, okay? What triggers people mainly to want to do business with you is really if there's an effect, there's a need in the first place for your services, right? Also, when you provide such brochure, you're assuming that people have all this time in the world to start reading up, and then maybe they have options, and then you're competing for people's attention and things like that. That could be true, okay? But if you're spending money on marketing, those are not the type of prospect that you want to be paying attention to. If you're spending money on marketing, you want the prospect that's very likely already at a place where they're looking to make a buying decision, right? There are people that are in research mode, and there are people that are in buying mode in any business, okay, no matter what kind of service you provide. So for example, in real estate wholesaling, it's more like a service that you provide. You help people get rid of unwanted properties, right? You help real estate investors find deals, right? So your business has the same thing. There are people in research mode and there are people in buying mode, okay? So if you're watching this video right now, you're probably somewhere in between. Maybe if you already bought something from me, or maybe you're looking to buy something, right? But at the very minimum, you probably found this video from searching, right? You found my channel from searching, right? So you're searching for something that correlates with real estate wholesaling, and you stumbled into my video, and now you've been following since then. So someone is in research mode, or they're in buying mode, or somewhere in between the two, okay? But either way, any one of those two can become a customer, a paying customer that becomes money in your bank account, right? My personal preference is to cater to both, okay? But when I'm spending money on marketing, I need to spend my money where towards more the direction of the buy mode. Someone is in the buy mode. Someone is ready to buy right now. That's where I need to be spending most of my money, because again, I need to be able to turn and flip that money as fast as possible. Because when you spend money on marketing, basically what you're doing is you're flipping money, okay? And you want that money to flip into returns as soon as possible. Makes sense, right? So because of that, it's very, very important that you spend your money towards people in buy mode. So now, what does that have to do with, do you need a website or not? Here's what it has to do with it. There's a lot of people with information on websites out there that basically doesn't put any money in their pocket, okay? If you're looking for, like for example, somebody made the case that, hey, every business has a website these days, and therefore you must have a website. And I kind of agree with that, but not all the way, okay? Because frankly, people could be following you because you create lots of content that help them over time, and that content, frankly, could just be on Instagram pages, okay? It could just be a 1-minute post that's consistent enough. You build a big enough followership on Instagram, and you can build a viable, profitable business from that without having a website. Is that possible? Heck yeah, that's possible. So the trust factor was built based on the fact that that person shows up every day to give valuable content and help people, right? On the flip side, I could see how people could be Googling information and they are in research mode and they have a few options, okay? They have a few options and they're like, let me read a little bit more on this guy, right? And they Google your name, and if they find a good informational website about your story and how you got here, that can be helpful, okay? For a fact, that can be very, very helpful. But if they don't find you, you know, after all, they have many other options anyway. But like I said, that wouldn't be an issue if you are spending your money on people that are in buying mode. Okay, so let's talk about people that are in buying mode. There are certain trigger words, trigger things to say in your compelling sales message that get them to pull trigger and work with you. Plus, they don't have all that much time. Okay, remember, they are in a buying mode, right? They don't have the time to be digging around and seeing what's best. If you sound right and you sound proper and you sound like a fit for what they're looking for example, you have an ad on Facebook that says fair offer for an ugly house, right? If somebody has a house that's laying around that's not useful, you know, a house they inherited and is collecting tax bills, right? Right there, they will click on the link and they will contact you, right? They fill out a form. They don't care about an about page. If what you're saying basically gives them what they want, right, in that point in time, and they're in a buying mode, they will contact you, okay? But the same thing goes for if it was a phone call, if the call to action, it really depends on what the call to action was. If the call to action was simply give me a call if you have a house for sale, then they can call you. So in that case, your marketing message resonated with them, and they picked up the phone and they called you. If you say text you, they picked up the phone and they sent you a text message, right? So either it's a website, it's a phone, it's a text messaging system, whatever it is, as long as it's a call to action that can allow people to contact you, that's really the most important part of real estate wholesaling, okay? And at the end of the day, when you send out a marketing message, you want it to be compelling enough to speak and trigger and pull the triggers that make people want to do business with you. What are those things? Well, problem, solution, your credibility. You can say all of that in one video. You can say all of that in one write-up, in one ad copy, right? With a good call to action. Okay, with a good call to action. And then on top of that, you could have a few more things like scarcity. You can have some scarcity triggers. You can have fear of loss in the marketing message. You know, as long as you follow the regular protocols of putting the nice and decent sales trigger-driven sales message together, my point is that it's not really going to matter if you have a website or not. It really doesn't. If you have a way of doing direct mailing in a profitable way, as long as all the triggers are inside of that letter, then people will call you and you can go there and secure the bag. Does that make sense? So my point here is it doesn't really, really matter. Okay? It's really the purpose behind the website that makes it matter. Okay? If you have a website that people land on and it's compelling enough for people to fill out the form so they can book a free consulting with you, that was a phone number where they can call you. It's not the website. It's the fact that people can contact you. That's what matters. Do you need a website? If you feel like that's a valuable thing to make that happen in 2018 and beyond, then yes, you need a website. It's not about the website. It's the question is, the real question is that, do I need a way for people to contact me or for people to book a session with me or for people to contact me if they have a house for sale right now, if they feel like my services is a fit for them? Do I need something to collect that? That's really the real question you should be asking. Do I need a website? It's like, no. For what? For what purpose? Do you need a website? For what purpose? That's a real question, right? Because that makes me say you don't know what a website does, right? So some people say you need a sales funnel. You don't need a website. Well, that's a website. It's a web page on the internet, on the web. So, but there's a purpose behind it once you say a sales funnel, okay? So it's not really a website that you need. It's a sales funnel that you need. Does that make sense? It's a place where people can travel through an experience and feel compelled enough to call you because they feel like your marketing message is a fit for what they have to, for what they want, right? So you need a place where people can contact you about a property that they need to get rid of, right? If you're building a buyer's list, you need a page where people can feel like, I need to get on this guy's buyer's list because he has discounted properties, right? As a wholesaler. Those are the kind of conversations you want to be having. So let me ask you now, based on what I just said in this video, do you need a website? You tell me based on what you did. Right below in this comment area, tell me if you feel you still need a website or maybe you don't feel you need it. What's your thought process right now? Don't forget, download my book. It's smartrealestatewholesaling.com and you will see right there. Hopefully you'll be enlightened and educated. Click like, share this video with people you love. And I'll see you on the next one. Peace.